Hi. My name's Ruben, but when I was younger, I did not always go by Ruben. In fact, when I was 7 years old, I sat in the car with my parents arguing about how horrible the name I have today is. My baby brother was about to be born, and we didn't know what his gender was going to be or what he was going to look like, so my parents had lists of names prepared that we would decide when he was finally born. And one of the top contenders for boy's name was Reuben, and I loved that name. I always thought it was great, but my dad was not as big a fan. So to convince me to, like, get off board with this idea that my mom had, he told me it was a sandwich, and I was scandalized. I was like, you cannot name my baby brother after a sandwich. It's a terrible idea. And that didn't end up being his name, I think, in part due to my contribution. And fast forward some 6-odd years, I was 13, and I came out as non-binary, and changed my pronouns, but not my very feminine name, and I started to notice some inconsistencies. I had a fairly masculine appearance, and a lot of people would think I was a boy upon meeting me, and there is a level of distance that happens when they learn my name. Like, I had people who would treat me with respect and let me go into leadership positions in the classroom, and then feel, like, offended when I made decisions upon learning my name. I had friends who told me that I shouldn't try and join the boys' bunk at summer camp next year, even though I wasn't a girl, because everyone just walked around shirtless and it'd be so awkward anyway. And I didn't go back to that summer camp. And all of this and more led me to come to the conclusion that maybe it was a good idea to change my name, even though I had no real problem with it. Right? Because I don't have a problem with femininity. I just have a problem with the pressure society places on, like, being a girl, and the fact that any feminine presentation is interpreted as being a girl. So I decided that it might be a good idea to start looking for a more masculine name. And I was not the most thrilled to talk to my parents about this, because as supportive as they've always been, I know my name meant a lot to them. They picked it out, they thought about it as much as they did my baby brothers, but I realized this was important to me, and I had to talk to them about it. And I did, and it went well. My parents were, reasonably sad that I didn't want to keep the name they picked for me, but they knew how important it was to me. Their one caveat was that my name had to stay traditional and Jewish. They wanted to make sure I had a connection to my heritage through all the change in my life, which I respected, but I didn't really know where to start with that sort of prompt. So I asked my mom for her baby name lists, and I just started Googling and reading until something would pop out at me. And eventually a name did. Not Reuben, though. I first looked at the name Ezekiel, because I liked how many Z's there were. And at the time, I went to a queer Jewish youth group called Selim, where every session we would go around and share our names and pronouns, and it was a chance to try something new if you were feeling it. So I tried it 1 week, but it didn't really fit. It was too spiky. I have a much rounder personality. So I decided I would keep looking, and one day I was reading a comic book in the library, and there were these pair of brothers who worked at a deli, and their last name was Reuben. It was the Reuben Deli, and I was like, whoa, that's actually a great name. And I didn't remember myself as a kid talking about it at the time, so I wrote it down, and I moved on with my day, but I kept coming back to it. So I was like, I'll give it a shot. I tried it at that same group, and it wasn't like magic. Like, it wasn't like, this has always been for me. But I knew it never would be, you know? It was an adjustment, and I thought it was a positive adjustment. And it was round, like my personality. So I switched it at home and with my friends and in places important to me, like my synagogue and on my rock climbing team. But the main problem, which was all of that went great. Everyone was so supportive and was able to spread the word without me having to talk to everyone. But I couldn't change it at school because I was halfway through the school year at the time and didn't want to mess with that because I was out, but like I didn't talk about it much, you know? I didn't want to bring attention to it. So I waited until the school year had ended, and it was a long wait. But I was finally able to change it, and this year at school has been the first time I've been able to go by Ruben in completely in a setting. And it was just wonderful. And amazing, like, that my school was able to help me do that, and the teachers and classmates I had last year were cool with switching. The one notable thing was that all the boys, everyone thought I was a trans dude, and I was kind of too scared to tell them otherwise. But all the boys started being all bro-y to me, and I was like, my personality hasn't changed. Like, I appreciate your attempt at inclusion, but I'm not a bro. Around the same time as this was all happening, I went to this thing called a Keshet Shabbaton. Y'all should check out Keshet, because they're the coolest organization and do so much for queer Jewish youth. It was a retreat where you could get to know people who are around your same age and were also queer and Jewish. And I'd never been in a space that was full of people like me like that before. And that was the true first time I was able to use my name, Ruben, in a space, and everyone was just so accepting and, like, took it at face value and, like, respected me in a way that gave me the confidence to come out at other places and change it at school and those sort of things. The last big obstacle I've had to overcome with it lately was I do rock climbing competitively, and that's always been a struggle because I had to use my old name. And it's hard to stay, like, focused and concentrated in a stressful situation when someone calls you up with a name that you don't answer to anymore. It's like, you're talking to me? And everyone around me told me that they would almost certainly have to use my legal name just for regulation reasons. But I wrote them an email explaining the situation, and they said they would go ahead and change it. So I'm looking forward to competing in the next season under Ruben. This has been an amazing journey so far, and I'm so happy that everyone supported me and welcomed this change and stuff. I'm looking ahead to things like college applications, where I may want to change it legally to, like, accommodate, you know, expectations about rooming or, like, things like that. And that's going to be a whole process. So this journey isn't over, but it's really nice to see how far I've come and, like, the amazing changes and how much everyone has supported me. Thank you.